This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention has issued new COVID-19 guidelines that will allow people to be outdoors in crowded areas without wearing masks. The new guidance still calls for wearing masks indoors in crowded areas, as well as on buses, planes, and other public transportation. This news comes as the United States sees COVID-19 deaths at their lowest levels in 10 months. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Just 3 months ago, the nation was averaging more than 3,400 virus deaths a day. It's now around 600, the fewest since early July. Confirmed cases are averaging 38,000 daily, the lowest since mid-September. The drops come as nearly 59% of the nation's adults have received at least one vaccine dose, and about 45% are fully vaccinated. President Biden says he doesn't buy the stories that a significant number of people will refuse the shots.
I believe the vast majority of Americans are going to get vaccinated. That's the route we're going now.
Ohio is now offering chances at a $1 million lottery prize and college scholarships as incentives to get vaccinated. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Canadian province of Quebec will no longer offer first doses of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine as of Thursday, but will offer second doses using current supplies and future deliveries, the province's health ministry said in a release. Several provinces made similar announcements Monday and Tuesday, with most citing concerns about supplies. The province of Ontario indicated, however, it was concerned about the risk of rare blood clots. Ontario also announcing they're going to extend their stay-at-home order for an additional 2 weeks.